Title: A New Hope for the Future of Mitigated Negative Declarations, The Logistics of Warehouse Storage Greenhouse Gas Analysis. Content: In its decision in Upland Community First vs. City of Upland, the 4th District Court of Appeal upheld a Mitigated Negative Declaration, MND, for the development of a warehouse and parcel delivery service building against a challenge primarily to its greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions thresholds. In doing so, the court provided a rare victory for a challenged MND while reaffirming local agency discretion in selecting appropriate quantitative thresholds of significance for GHG emissions. Under the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. Background: Several years ago, Bridge Development Partners, LLC, Bridge, applied for project approvals for development of a 201,096-square-foot warehouse and parcel delivery service building on a site used for rock and gravel crushing near Cable Airport in the city of Upland, San Bernardino County. The city elected to satisfy its CEQA mandate to analyze the environmental impacts of the project via an initial study and MND. An MND can be used when a project may have a significant environmental impact, but the impact can be mitigated to a level of insignificance. However, the standard of review for an MND is lower than for an Environmental Impact Report, EIR. An MND's standard of review is whether there is substantial evidence in the record to support a fair argument that the project may have a significant effect on the environment. This lesser standard of review can sometimes lead to petitioners overturning a project approval until an EIR can be processed. In the MND's analysis of the project's cumulative impacts on GHG emissions, the city chose an initial threshold of 10,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent per year, MTCO2E/year, the 10,000 threshold. However, during public review of the draft MND, commenters argued that the 10,000 threshold was improperly used, as the threshold is appropriate only for large industrial projects with primarily stationary source GHG emissions. As a parcel delivery and warehouse building, the project would instead include primarily mobile source GHG emissions, i.e., trucks. As asserted by the public commenters, the South Coast Air Quality Management District, SCAQMD, recommends a threshold of 3,000 MTCO2E/year, the 3,000 threshold, for non-industrial projects, including commercial and mixed-use projects. In response to these public comments, the city subsequently analyzed the 3,000 threshold in a supplemental GHG analysis to the MND. The supplemental GHG analysis also increased the estimated existing emissions baseline from the rock and gravel crushing operations from 899 MTCO2E/year to 2,437 MTCO2E/year because the emissions from truck trips related to the rock and gravel crushing operations had been left out of the GHG baseline used for the draft MND. The project developer also revised the project to add various sustainability features, such as solar panels, EV charging stations, and landscaping. The supplemental GHG analysis found that the project would generate 2,904 MTCO2E/year below the 3,000 threshold when factoring in the increased emissions baseline and project sustainability features. In April 2020, the city approved the project and adopted the MND. Challenge: After the city adopted the MND, Upland Community First, UCF, filed a petition for writ of mandate, asking the trial court to order the city to set aside the MND and associated project approvals, even though the city used the 3,000 threshold petitioners had recommended. UCF made several claims that the project violated CEQA because a fair argument could be made that the project would have significant impacts on GHG emissions, traffic, and air quality. UCF argued that the city should prepare an EIR for the project. The trial court granted UCF's petition solely on the grounds that insufficient evidence supported use of the 10,000 threshold and 3,000 threshold. In its order, the trial court directed the city to set aside its resolutions approving the MND and other project approvals. UCF and Bridge both appealed, with the city joining Bridge's brief. Bridge claimed that substantial evidence supported the city's use of both the 10,000 and 3,000 thresholds. UCF claimed that the city undercounted vehicles and trips the project would generate, and therefore, Substantial evidence supported a fair argument that the project would still have significant